And Eros was telling you how when you, when Baba was here, I would be called and Gohar would be called for any work. I was doing the Western correspondence, he said. I would also be doing any typing Baba wanted me to do. That Eros was writing, and according to what Baba was dictating, and then I was called to go and do the typing. And this also stresses the point which I try to make every now and then, that Baba's work, real work, is us. Baba works on us while he allows us the opportunity to do his work or to feel we're doing his work. He's doing the real work on us. And I'll give you this one little example. One day, there were two bells by this entrance of the Mandali Hall, brass hand bells. One was a little bigger, one was smaller. Smaller was for me, it would go tinkle, 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 but it carried, that tinkle carried to where I would be on this little veranda, as we call, the porch of the little cottage, the original cottage, where I would sit and type the family letters or whatever. It was my open-air office. I could look into the garden, I could see the birds come and have the baths in the bird baths. I would see the chameleon going up his the trees. There were two trees, and I didn't know till then that they also had territorial rights. This chameleon would have only this tree, and this was for the other. And the other dare not come down and try and get near his property, and they kept an eye on each other, just like people do now, you know, it's the same thing. It began long ago, believe me. So, and then this chameleon, this little chameleon would come down, and the other would immediately come down after it. That one was trying to get a cricket or a little, some insect, and this one would rush. So that little one would quickly grab the cricket and run up his tree. I could almost hear him say, "Mama!" Look. And then this other one would go like that, and or become all red. You know, they change color. Anyway, I'm digressing. But that's where I would have my open-air office, when I would be called by Baba, by that brass handbell, then I would come running over. So I came one day and Baba said, taking these papers from Eros, said, "Now, will you go and tie this? Will you be able to do it quick? Will you be able to, you know?" I said, "Why, yes, Baba." Now, I knew I was a very fast typist. And I knew that Baba knew. It was one of the things that made me happy that to please Baba. So he said, I've also heard him say, "My sister types so fast, you know." Already as I'm going away, I'm thinking of all the plan. The typewriter, bring that, put it on the table. Carbon is in there. Open sheets. I was already in my mind replacing the carbons in between the sheets. So I went there, and it was like quick electricity, that fast. And I did everything, and I'm putting those pages. You have to be very careful how you put it in the typewriter in the Python, because you might, if you're in a hurry, get it wrong. I checked that, and I was really going to surprise Baba. I was going to do faster than my fastest, you know. And I got it all on this 10, and I just got it in. Little bell goes tinkle, 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 tinkle. So, anyway, I come. You know, I'm still 100% high on that thing. And I come running, energy, everything. And Baba says, what do you think Baba said? Something very trivial. Something that was irrelevant. Something that really wasn't even significant, wasn't important, was it? Just a casual, domestic thing. And I listened. Baba said, go now. So I go back just as fast. Now this didn't matter. I was going to make up even for this, even with that handicap. And I go there and I type. And I love to have my typing well spaced. So I would, you know, be very particular about that, because it should even look good. The spacing from the margin, the spacing, the title must be just right in the center, without any of the gadgets that you have now. So I got that, and I again started it. I got the title, and I was typing the first word. Tinkle, 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 tinkle. Oh, I couldn't believe it. Oh, well, it must be something important. I go. This time, it's not 100%, it's 95%. But I come, and Baba said, Again the same thing. Again something trivial, insignificant, irrelevant. You know, like Baba, like one of us would say, talking about the weather, isn't it funny? There's been no rain from 2nd July. Whatever it is. And I'm, you know, the pressure is still high in my mind. I'm just ready to race, like I'm in a racehorse. So then Baba says, it's all right, go. Now, it's, you know, I'm coming down a little lower. The boiling point is now coming down to a little bit of a simmering point. But still, it's not so bad. I go back and I do that. And then the third time the bell rings, when I've barely typed a para, not even a para, and I come, again the same thing. It's a little different topic, but it's the same thing. Irrelevant, unimportant, insignificant to me. I mean, to. And so still, I'm all right. I'm really good. And so instead of saying go, which I would have got, Baba said, as I was leaving, he said, he snaps his fingers to draw my attention. So I turn back. He said, have you finished typing? Like Lucy and Peanuts. Finish typing! How can I finish typing when you even don't even let me get... All right, said Baba. What are you getting so angry, excited about? Calm down. Now go and do the typing. Yes, Baba. So, I just go. And I do my usual fast typing and it's done. And as if all this thing hadn't happened. But you see, the work was me. The work with me was more important than the work he had given me to do, which I was, you know, so proud of, and I was sure I would be able to do it and please him. That wasn't pleasing him. What pleased him was that I didn't get excited the first few times, and that in the end, of course, you know, you never can escape Baba. Then it bursts. All right, said Baba. Like when he would be sitting in his bedroom. His bedroom, what we call Baba's room, was not just his bedroom. That was his retiring room at night when one of the men would always be with him. But in the daytime, it was his sitting room and dining room or whatever, especially during the last part after the accident and all. So Baba would be seated like that. The clock is on the wall to the right. Instead of turning his head and looking at the clock, Baba would ask one of us who was seated before him, well, I would be reading a book, a detective story or a Woodhouse story or a Tolkien volume or whatever. Baba would say, What time is it? So all heads would turn fast, everybody eager to tell the time, you know, and then I'd get there first, for instance. Huh? I said, 5 to 3, Baba. Half a minute goes by. What time is it? And your thought is, oh, he hadn't heard it. Probably I hadn't said properly. So, again, 4 to 3, Baba. 1 minute. What time is it? 3 to 3, Baba. And Baba said, doesn't matter, it's my habit. Even if I ask 10 times, say it with the same enthusiasm. Don't get, you know, upset or disturbed or, you know. Yes, but you know, the barometer or temperature or thermometer, whatever you call it, you bring it down like that. And then, that shows that even for his sake, we can lose perspective of our work or his work. That he comes first.